The last time Kentucky won a national championship, our next guest was a freshman center. Jamal McGlure joins us now. Let me ask you, since your return to Lexington, Kentucky, have you bought a pint since winning that national championship, Jamal?
No, I haven't.
They seem to take care of you there, don't they?
Yeah, it's a school with a rich tradition. I had a lot of good memories, and it's definitely an experience winning a championship.
Jamal, do you think there will be some guys on this team who won't be paying for any suds in the future either? I mean, do you see a scenario where Kentucky this weekend in New Orleans does not get it done?
No, I don't see that scenario. I think that they have the strongest team. They've shown that throughout the course of the year, and they're going to finish it.
They play Louisville, and if I'm not mistaken, that rivalry in Kentucky is somewhat big. And correct me if I'm wrong, what of your four losses during that national championship year came against Louisville? Is that correct, and how big a rivalry is that?
The rivalry is something that you have to see. It's bigger than life, so to speak. Because there's no professional teams in the state of Kentucky, value college basketball probably a lot more than anywhere else in the country. And the rivalry is an interstate rivalry, obviously, and it's one that's been going on for a very long time. And it's bragging rights for the year. So the fans on both sides take that game very, very seriously.
Jamal McGlure of the Toronto Raptors and a proud alum of the University of Kentucky here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jamal, who's winning the Raptors bracket pool?
I'm not sure. I didn't put my name in the hat, so I haven't been really following it that much.
Well, I think you regret that decision. I have a feeling you would have leaned blue heavily in that bracket.
Absolutely.
Unlike me and Sid, who both leaned a different color of blue.
Don't tell Jamal which
and had our starting point guard go down with a broken wrist, and now we're both in dead last. But we won't get into that. Did Rick Pitino recruit you? Because you missed him, if I'm not mistaken, by a year at Kentucky, correct?
Yeah, he coached me for my
first year. Sorry, cut out there.
Yeah, he coached me for my first year at Kentucky.
The first year?
Yes.
What was the experience like, and what's it like seeing him piloting Louisville to face your former team now?
Well, even back then, he was an icon coming from the New York Knicks. It's probably one of the only reasons why I chose a school, Kentucky, to go to, because I wanted to put myself in a situation that would be able to get me to the next level, which is the NBA, and having a coach that formerly coached in the NBA before he went to Kentucky kind of made my decision for me. And we all respected him, and even though he was very strict, he knew what he was talking about, and he had his team believe in him.
Jamal McGlure of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, also talking a little Final Four. Kentucky, Jamal's Kentucky team, looking very, very strong. Jamal, a lot of people discuss the Final Four when talking about the biggest events on the North American sporting calendar. Can you put into words what partaking in a Final Four is actually like?
Well, the intensity obviously is going to be a lot higher because the stakes are higher. The reason why they have it in domes is because there's so much tenacity and fan frenzy that a regular state, 19,000 people, wouldn't hold it. I think New Orleans holds a lot more than 20,000, like the ACC or any other arena the NBA teams play in. And again, it's something that comes around once a year, so people look forward to it year-round. And it's something that all teams respectively work so hard for. So you see it in the level of play, and you see it in the celebration afterwards.
On the line with former Eastern Commerce Saint and former Wexford Viking Jamal McGlure. To see Danny Manning on the Kansas Jayhawks bench, you've kind of taken this mentor role with the Toronto Raptors this year. You ever thought of a future on the bench in a suit as a coach?
Not yet.
No?
I still feel I have a lot of years left to play. And my goal right now is just, staying a Toronto Raptor and helping this team win more games.
Jamal McGlure of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jamal, you mentioned in terms of your playing career, you still think there's some years left. This is your last year on this deal with the Raps. How many more seasons do you see in your career being in this market?
I would like to, you know, play for another 4 or 5 years. You know, a guy that being in my position, that takes care of his body, that continues to learn and try to learn the game, there's a lot of room left, and I feel my body feels good.
Let's talk about last night. A tough loss, but I'm not sure that the win total was the ultimate goal this season. You happy with the team's progress thus far this year?
I'm not happy because I'm not a complacent by any means. I want us to win more. There was a lot more games that we could have won, a lot more games that we had opportunities to win and we didn't close it out. But
is that part of the learning? Is that part of the learning, Jamal?
Yeah. I think the key for me is, you know, some of the mistakes we've made as a team, not making it or making sure it doesn't happen again. And sometimes too often than not, it did. And it was, you know, it has been good times, obviously, and disappointing times. But I know that I've seen players, individual players, improve. And I've seen us make some great strides. But again, if you're asking if I'm happy with the amount of wins we have, I would say no. And I thought that we could win a lot more games.
Jamal McGlure of the Raptors on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jamal, I'm going to ask you a question. And I know a lot of fans who were watching last night and have been watching all year are probably thinking, why is it at times your team has had big trouble starting games?
That's a good question. And I don't think there's one that I don't think there's any excuse. I think at the start of the game is when you should be most fresh, and that's when you should have the most energy. I think throughout the course of the game, obviously, you'll get tired at times, and your consistency may go up and down. But to start games slow like we've had a few times this season, other than experience, I don't think there's any excuse for that.
Is there any way to change it, to rectify the situation?
It's hard to say at this point. I you know, I spend a lot of time watching the game because I'm not starting and I'm not in the game that much. But I think we just have to realize that we can't play in spurts. We can't turn it on and off. The kind of team that we have to just work as hard as we can for as long as we can. And that, you know, from the tip off, and, you know, we'll give ourselves more of a chance to win every single game that we play.
Jamal McGlure of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Obviously, the way you guys have started at times, not a great thing this year. Let's focus on some of the positives. In terms of the young fellas, Jamal, who's impressed you the most this year? Who do you think has made the greatest strides?
I think who's made the greatest stride would have to be, basketball-wise, I would say James Johnson. Watching him how he started the season and watching him how he's playing now, he's definitely made improvement, especially since the All-Star break. He has made improvement, and he has a lot of upside. He has a long way to go as well, but he has made strides, definitely. He's changed.
And what about non-basketball-wise?
Non-basketball-wise, the group is so young. One guy that doesn't get a lot of credit because you don't see him on the court that often would have to be Solomon Alabi. Hmm. He's always the first one to come into the gym, the last one to leave. He's asking questions. He's willing to get better. And I would say him, the reason being is because not playing and not being able to see or reap the rewards of putting in the work that he puts in and not playing, and he's still coming in the morning and leaving late and working hard on his game is definitely a test of the mind and a test to see how mentally tough he is. And to do that and persevere and continue, I think he's made a lot of strides as well. We just don't get a chance to see it.